All right, so really there are no injuries to update you on. If something comes up here over the next bit, we'll keep you abreast. A bit of an empty feeling as far as winning the game, but yet not having an opportunity to go to the playoffs. Some good things we can learn from that, like I mentioned yesterday, that you've got to take care of business, particularly in the second half of the season. And going 500 during that the last eight games isn't good enough. And then we had an opportunity to meet with players leading into the off season. There's some positives that we found in this in that room there. Guys having an opportunity to play that might not have had a chance to play if we had stayed as healthy as. One thinks at the beginning of the year, and that you might. So that's a positive going to the off season. There's still great energy on this football team, and I want to. We're a very young football team. In a lot of cases, those young guys had an opportunity to grow, which will also help us down the road. I think we started the season as the second youngest team in the National Football League. So it's a positive outlook going forward. There's got to be a tremendous amount of work that takes place in the off season, as far as the players from their standpoint and the conditioning from the coach's standpoint, and going back and doing the scheme evaluation, and from the personnel standpoint of continuing to bring in good personnel here to keep the competition level up. And I think everybody. Is ready for that challenge there. So I'll continue to meet with the players when I'm done with you. The players have had an opportunity to meet with myself on an individual basis, their coordinators and their position coaches. So that's where we're at right now. Time, George. Well, I think they will be. We'll just see how things roll there. Phase one, if you're considering that, that's really just conditioning. That's not something where you're on the field. Phase two, you're still conditioning. You're in the classroom. Phase three, now you're out there, and that doesn't happen till later on. So you buy a couple extra months there. I think they most likely they will be. They've been working out together here, rehabbing, and so they've been challenging each other like crazy, which is a neat thing to see go on.
I know this is probably a better question for Doris, but I'm sure you've had some opportunity to work with Chris Ballard. Just what your impressions of him as a personnel guy, his knowledge of football, just please share what you know about him, you know, what the job's done.
Yeah, sure. Chris is a tremendous person and very sharp at what he does in the personnel side of things. He and Doris work hand in hand, and I think he has a bright future in this business and probably potentially as a general manager.
What would you guys lose if he moves on?
Well, probably those things. I mean, he's a good person, and and he has the ability to help another team, you know. So, but we'll cross all that when that takes place. But he's surely worthy of it, and if given that opportunity. But we have some good people here too, so that's you don't want to slight anybody there.
Coach, speaking of some of those good people, how much do you anticipate like some of your staff getting called?
Yeah, it's that time of the year, so that possibly could happen. We're I'm not into really slowing anybody down from being able to better themselves professionally. So, but we'll see how all that goes down.
We've talked about this before. I'll ask you a loaded question. There's an opening in Chicago. I'd like to connect with dots and think maybe a Dave Toe might be a candidate there somewhere. I mean, is it time for him?
Well, I mean, yeah, they know Dave, and so I'm sure those are pretty good dots to connect. You know what I think of Dave. I think he'd be phenomenal. I put him in that John Harbaugh category. I think the special teams coaches are probably as ready as anybody to be head coaches, because they have to deal with not only you guys, but they have to deal with your whole staff. And so, but they're also the ones that don't seem to become head coaches very often for whatever reason. I mean, that's just kind of what goes on. But I think Dave would be very good.
Except in the case of one of your coaches or one or more of your coaches leaving for another job, do you intend to make any changes to your staff?
Not at this moment as we stand here. Yeah.
What could change that after the season?
Well, I really haven't even thought about that, to be honest with you. I mean, that's not where I'm at right now. So I haven't gone there. First of all, I didn't think the season would be over, number one. And then, two, I've been in here getting everything situated for the players coming in. So I haven't really gone in that direction. But I'm just telling you, as I sit right here, I don't plan on doing that. But that's not.
Coach, as you go through this evaluation period here and you look at this offensive line, how much of a priority is being placed on fixing some of the issues from this season so it doesn't manifest itself into next season?
Well, we'll go back and we'll evaluate everything. That's what takes place in the off season. So you go back, you do your whole scheme evaluation, you do personnel evaluation from a coaching standpoint, and then obviously Doris spends all year doing that. I mean, he looks at all the personnel decisions and go from there. And then he gets the information from the coaches and what they think, and then makes that final decision there. So we do that for every position, every player, and. And then we make sure that we go back as coaches and make sure we're putting the guys in the right position.
Given the amount of sacks that Alex Smith took this season, is there more priority to fix the offensive line now?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily focus on the sacks because those can be distributed around. I think you have to get in and just look at each individual. I mean, that's what you do. You evaluate each player and each individual and make sure that you've got – the right people in the right position, and you kind of go from there. I mean, that's how you go about doing that. But some of these things, like a sack could be, go a few different directions.
Every quarterback misses guys downfield sometimes, right? That's just part of the game. How comfortable are you with the strides Alex has made in that department as far as, keeping his eye level proper,
Yeah, I think Alex really had a good year. And I think he made more progress than what he had made throughout last year. So I think, like any player, it really doesn't matter how good they are. It would be no different in your profession. You can always work to get better. And so he'll continue to do that. That's where we're at.
How difficult is it for a quarterback to keep his eye level proper when there are defenders coming at him? I mean, that's kind of a – maybe sacked, 49 times this year, 45 times this year? That's a lot. So do you feel like the pressure changes eye level at all, or do you stay solid?
You've been studying his eyes, obviously, so that's something.
Well,
I think for the most part his eyes are pretty good, keeping them downfield. There's a time and a place when somebody's probably right on top of you that you're going to try to find a hole. One thing that he has that a lot of players don't have is he can look for a hole and run, and a lot of guys can't run. So there's a point where you're going to pull your eyes down to find that hole and go, and he's had a lot of positive yards for us there.
You've talked during the offseason about maybe getting him to be more aggressive with the ball down the field. Has he made any progress in that area in your mind?
Well, I thought he did, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I thought he gave people an opportunity to be down there and take a peek at him and worked his way back down from there. I thought he was very disciplined with that.
He seemed to run less this year than he did that something you asked him to do less of, or is that just the progression of his career in offense? Why did that happen?
I didn't ask him to do that. That's not part of it. You just, I think the more they get to know the offense, the less that happens. And you just end up, knowing when to go and when not to go. But I think I think as well as anybody, he does that in this league. He's got a great feel for all that.
How important do you think having the chunk plays, the big plays, are to offensive success? And then this year, your ability to make.
Yeah, that's an area we can do better in. I thought we got better as a season, this last quarter of the season, than we did in the beginning part. So.
Andy, for the guys that are here next year, what key points do you want them to take away from the experience of this season?
Yeah, kind of things I mentioned earlier. There's some things that we can get better at, in particular the second half of the season. We had opportunities there, and we didn't, I think, take full advantage of them. That's coaches and players. So, I mean, we've all got a piece of this. I'm not pointing at one group, just as a team. That's where that's who I talk to. So we need to do a better job in some areas, individual areas, red zone, turnovers, those type of things. We can improve in those areas when given the opportunity. So,
Andy, the record the last 2 years speaks for itself in kind of in a good way, obviously. But since November 15th, the consistent pattern the last 2 years, I think you guys are 5-10 closing. You talked about finishing last year. You talked about finishing this year. You did it in week 17. Do you look at that record? Is that something else you evaluate and go back and go, why does this happen? We hit a wall. Is it death?
Sure.
Is it an injury? Is it overtraining that some people have thought in July and August?
Yeah, well, you go back and you look at everything. And so that's what we'll do. I don't have an answer for you right this minute, but I do know we need to get better. Some of it, the obvious part is you look at schedule. You got to look at that. That's also a factor. I was pleased that we had the schedule we had. I think we played 11 teams that were ended up over 500, and I think we won 9 of those games. So it shows me that we can do some things there as a football team. We just need to be more consistent at it.
Considering the attrition on your defense, you lose a defensive end, you lose your leader, tackler in the very first game, you lose another leader at safety, you've got one corner spot that's bouncing around the whole season. Are you surprised how well your defense played this year?
Yeah, well, I thought the defense did play well. I was proud of the guys of the way they stepped up. I was proud of the coaches of trying to work through the strength of the player. And that's not always an easy thing to do. So there's certain things that you can be ingrained in and that you just won't change. You see that all the time in coaching. So I thought we maintained flexibility there and tried to work with what the player was best at and put the player the best we could in a position. Now, listen, can we get better? We can always do better. But trying to put the players in what we thought were the best situations at that particular time. But, again, we always go back and evaluate that. That's part of the coaching process here.
Sometimes a team that goes 11-5, as it did last year, in this league with all the Pete Rozelle creation, takes a step back the next year. Where do you see your team? Where do you see your program after 2 years?
Yeah, well, we're sitting here and we're disappointed that we're not continuing to play. I love the fact that we had a strong schedule and we were able to test ourselves. And that was from a standpoint of the teams we played and the travel that we put together to play those teams. And that will pay off for us down the road as we continue to build this. I like the fact that we were young, and we have something to build with there. I like the attitude. I think we have great leadership, starting with Clark Hunt on down through, who give us an opportunity to do what we do best as players and coaches. That's a positive. I think Kansas City is very lucky to have the leadership that they have in that position. I think. strength is John Dorsey and his staff, and that they have 11 plus picks there to work with, to bring in people, that we actually have a second round pick this year, that we're sitting 18th in the draft. I mean, not that you want to be there, but we're there. I think that's a positive. So I think all those things add up to a future. We're disappointed right now, though. I don't want to slight that. You should be. If you're not, there's a problem. So, but I think there's some things going forward that we can do better. We've got a phenomenal organization here. People that want to work together, that are willing to check their ego. That's a beautiful thing. So, and all trying to pull in a tug of war, they're all trying to pull that rope in the same direction, which sure helps.
Last two, right here in the
Coach, I know it's been less than 24 hours, but if you had a chance to think about the historical significance both for this franchise and for the league, for what Justin Houston was able to do this season, the numbers for, I mean, Derek Thomas.
Oh, no. No, yeah, sure. I just got done talking to him actually before I came down. He was the next man up in that line up there. So I'm proud of him for what he did. At no point did you feel like he was going for the record. You felt like everybody around him was pulling for him, but it wasn't from him. He was all about winning and trying to do things, trying to be the leader of the defense. He kept it upbeat and positive for the guys. So I would have liked to have seen him get that other half. I mean, it's got to be out there somewhere, right? So, gone. But he brought a great energy to the team. Yeah.
Last one.
I've got two. First of all, I'd like you, please, you know, tell me some of the good things you saw from Fisher and Ford, and where they need to get better.
Fisher and Ford.
Yep.
Yeah. So I thought Fisher made big strides this year. Number one, he played every game and took down the left tackle position. He did all of that without really having any off season. I think he's looking forward to an off season where he's not rehabbing here an injury. So that'll be important that he gets in and gets continues to increase in strength, which he'll do. Again, very talented, physically very talented, smart kid, willing to work. Those are all positive. I thought Ford, as he continued to learn the position, you remember he was learning a new position. He didn't have his hand on the ground. He wasn't a rush in, but he had to learn a whole new position, which is a tough transfer going from college football to the NFL. And he attacked that part of it. You saw him get better as time as the season went on. He eventually got a little bit more play time, which also helped as he grew there. He had two great guys to learn from. He tried to do that, tried to absorb some of their information that they were sharing with him. He practices hard. Again, I think he's got a bright future. He's another one that will continue to get stronger this offseason, physically stronger, and that'll help him. But great get-off, explosion, explosive player, period. But great get-off.
Yep, and just the last thing. I've spoken to you very recently. Understand there's things you guys can do to manage the cap number next year, even though I know that's not the concern, right? You want to get better. But you guys kind of had an interesting situation with Mike Patterson in December of 2012. That was kind of similar. Can you just kind of talk about the thought process between, you know, the business side of it and then the personal side of it? I mean, that's a that's a tricky line there.
Yeah. So I wasn't I was involved with that with Mike. I think it's two different things. I'm not involved with that part of this. And I haven't even gone there, to be honest. I mean, you brought it up. I can sit here and tell you that I haven't really thought about that. Two different situations also between the two. But I did talk to him last night, and you know, I want to make sure he saw that helicopter with his name on it, or his number on it, flying over. I thought that was pretty neat. Tribute to our armed forces for doing that. But I can't tell you I've gone there. And on the part that you asked about, the business part and the personal part, I haven't gone there.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you hanging with me through the season and the team and all that you did there. Okay.